Good evening, welcome everyone. Shiur number 101, Chof Dalad Teves, Toshin Samach Tes, January 19th, 2009. We begin that with a tefillah that this shiur should be in the merit of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, those, the soldiers and those who are in the distance of the rockets. And in Rosh Hashem, the schus of this tefillah, and we should be ma'irer ourselves to a better davening through the shir, and it should be in their merit and our merit that we should only hear good things. Last week we discussed part 4 of Shmoneh Esrei. We discussed the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed of Hashem, that really, in essence, any act that we do, we don't deserve anything. And we said that the mere fact that Hashem brings out the sun for us, the sun to shine, that in itself is repaying us for all the mitzvahs that we could ever do. What was the message from that? The message was that we should never anticipate and think things should go our way the way we think it should go. But realize that Hashem is the ultimate planner. He has a design, designed everything and plan in mind. That being the case, if something takes place that we might look at it in a way that doesn't fit with the way we would do something, we have to realize Hashem is goyimel chasadim toivim. Hashem is the ultimate chesed. He does kindness, and the kindness He does is toiv, is good, even though we might not understand it. Tonight, part 5 of Birchas Avos, of the first Bracha Shmoneh Esrei, we will discuss the Zoicher Chas the Avos, that Hashem remembers the chesed of the Avos. Umeidi Goyal, Livnei Vineyam, He brings the Redeemer to the children's children, Leman Shemoi Be'ahava, for the sake of His name, Be'ahava, with love. Hashem is the Melech, the King, the Oizem, Roshim Mogein, the King, the Helper, the Deliverer, and the Shield. And we end off Mogein Avraham, the Shield of Avraham. We have a few questions. We said that Hashem is Zoicher Chas the Avos. He remembers the Chesed, the kindness of the Avos. What are the Chasodim? What are these kindness, these acts of kindness that we're saying the Avos performed that Hashem is remembering? Another question. Why mention the Chasodim of the Avos in the first place? What is the message? What is the goal by mentioning Zoicher Chas the Avos? What are we supposed to take out from this part of the tefillah? And the truth is, if we look at what we just said, something doesn't make sense to us at first glance. The Zoicher Chas the Avos, Hashem remembers the chesed of the Avos, Umeidi Goyal Livnei Vineihem Leman Shemoi Be'ahava. Who is Hashem bringing the Geula for? Is it because of the chesed of the Avos, or is it because of the Man Shemoi Be'ahava, because of His great namesake, with love? If we're saying Hashem remembers the chesed of the Avos, why are we saying right afterwards that He brings the Geula, or maybe Goyal, He'll bring the Redeemer, Leman Shemoi Be'ahava, for His namesake, with love? If it's for His namesake, so it's not for His Zoicher Chas the Avos, it's not for the kindness, it's one or the other. Umeidi Goyal Ibnei Vinehem. What tense is this said? Umeidi Goyal Hashem, who brings a Redeemer, Livnei Vinehem, to the children's children, Laman Shemoi Be'ahava. What is the tense that this is said in, and what is the point, the message that we are to take out from this? To answer these questions, the first thing we have to bring out is the word Zoich. You remember something, one remembers something, only if you can forget something. If you can forget, then we say, oh, I remember. How many times is it a mother? Is it a spouse? Usually the wife will ask the husband to go buy something or do something, and we forget. That's because we should have remembered something. How is it possible to say Hashem is a zoicher, is remembering? Does Hashem forget something? What does it mean that He is remembering? You can only remember something if you forget. Hashem doesn't forget anything. Let's explain this with a mashal. A little boy, Mayor Goldberg, looking for a job. 10 years old. Looking for a job. Trying here, trying there. Doesn't work out. Finally, Mr. Eisenstein gives him a job, a summer job, in his watch store. Helps him out with the watches. Mayor Goldberg, he picks up this watch business. Decades later, he makes it really big. And he asked, who does he thank for this? This man who once, years ago, when he was 10 years old, gave him this job. 60, 70 years later, time passes. He's an old man now, a great-grandfather. Mayor Goldberg gets a knock on the door. Who is this? Who's knocking on the door? It's a great-great-grandson from that original store owner. And he is asking now for a job. Zoicher, he remembers the chesed that man did for him. And he is going to now give him a job as well. Because what your father did for me, he started me off. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's even deeper. Because Hashem is Zoicher Chaz de Avos. Hashem remembers the chesed of the Avos to a point, to a degree, even greater than He remembers our actions. How so? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He looks at our actions, ours, as opposed to the Avos, He says, Zoicher, I remember the Chaz de Avos, the chesed of the Avos. What does chesed mean? Chesed is a selfless act. I don't do it for myself. I do it for others. That's what chesed is. I don't have myself in mind. I do it for other people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I remember the Avos, Zoicher Chaz de Avos. And what did the Avos do? Each and every single one of them, they lived their life. Not for themselves, but for me, for Hashem. So that's what he's saying, that's what we're diving over here. Zoicher Chaz de Avos, I, Hashem, remember the chesed, the kindness. Of who? Of Avraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov. Even though Avraham, his midah was, we know chesed. And Yitzchak, his attribute was self-discipline, was gevurah. And Yaakov, his attribute was what? Was tiferes, was emes, was Torah. But all of them, they did it for one purpose. To serve Hashem. So that's why we start Zoicher Chaz de Avos. Hashem remembers the Avos, how they did things. And that's why He can remember for us down here today. Just like that little 10-year-old boy who got that job, was able to break into the business. And he remembered later on what someone did for him. Hashem remembers the Avos. Zoicher Chaz de Avos. So we said chesed has a connotation of total devotion. Total devotion to who? Total devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Navi Yeshaya tells us as follows. Ki haharim yomushu v'hagvoyis timutenu v'chazdi me'iteich lo yomush uvris shloimi lo yisomut omam rachameich Hashem. Says Yeshaya the Navi. For the mountains may slip away and the hills may falter, but my loving kindness will not slip away from you, nor will my covenant of peace falter, says Hashem, who shows you mercy. On this comments the Medrash. If you see the merit of the Avos, of Avraham, of Yitzchak and Yaakov, If you see it slipping away, and the merit of the Imais, or Sorif Karach on Leo, faltering, go and occupy yourself with kind deeds. V'zoicher chaz de'ovois, Hashem remembers the chesed of Avraham, of Yitzchak and Yaakov. We have to follow in their footsteps. What is the Midrash telling us? If we see that we might live in times that look very dark and dangerous, we have to occupy ourselves with the way they live their lives. And how do they live their lives? With kind deeds. Explains the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba. For the mountains may slip away, refers to the merits of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. And the hills may falter, refers to the merits of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. But my loving kindness will not slip away from you. That's if you practice kindness, acts of kindness. I, Hashem, says the Medrash, will always identify myself with you. And this is what the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, that there are times where the Machlekes in the Gemara says, is the Schus Avos, does the merit of the forefathers end? Does the merit end? And the Gemara has a Machlekes. However, if we follow in these footsteps of kindness, in the common denominator between Avram of Yitzchak and Yaakov, that they gave of themselves, and they woke up in the morning and they said, how can I now serve Hashem? The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, written by Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Yeshiva of Volozhin, one of the greatest students of the Vilna Gaon, of the Gra. He had many svarim, but as we know in those days, there were fires, and almost all the svarim were lost to us. We have around two, three svarim, Nefesh HaChaim, Ruach HaChaim on Pirkei Avos, and a little other places as well. In the Yeshiva of Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he made his yeshiva in such a fashion that there was no such thing as no one not learning at one time. 24 hours a day, there was always someone learning. There's always a cycle of people learning. And the reason for that, because as he writes in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, that if for 1 millisecond there would be no Torah in the world, there would be a lack of learning, for 1 millisecond the world would cease to exist. As he elaborates in his Sefer. This was Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Kuloi Torah, 100% Torah. In the introduction to the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, his son, Rav Yitzchak Volozhiner, his son writes that my father would give me toichacha, he would rebuke me constantly on one point. What would we think that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the founder of the Volozhin Yeshiva, the student of the Vilna Gaon, a person who is 100% Torah, what would he give the toichacha to his son, the rebuke to his son? Writes of Yitzchak Volozhiner, my father would rebuke me that I have to constantly be involved in other people, with giving to other people, with chesed, with being involved with other people, with kindness, to mishtati v'tzara d'achrina, to be involved with other people's pain, to think about other people. This is what Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner writes in the introduction to Nefesh HaChaim. My father, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, would give me such a rebuke. Because this is what the message of Torah. This is what Torah teaches us. Not to think of ourselves, but look at our forefathers of Avraham, of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Look what the message was that they gave us. This is the message we say 3 times a day. The Birchas Avos. We should be thinking constantly, not of ourselves, but of other people. Well, maybe Goyal of Nevin Nehem Leman Shemoi Be'ahava. As we asked, what tense is this in? And we can see very clearly that Umevi Goyal Hashem brings the Geula. Levnevi Nehem Leman Shemoi Be'ahava. For his namesake with love. It's in the present tense, as you said. Why is it in the present tense? And the answer to that is because every single incident that has been taking place ever since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, any and every single incident that has been taking place is a building stone to the Beis HaMikdash. All those trials and tribulations, all the suffering that we as a nation have gone through, they are a step in the right direction of building the Beis HaMikdash. I'd like to share with you a story. Shiloh Levitin went to a restaurant looking for a seat at the table, like many of us do. Looking around, can't find a seat. We could respond in different ways. A lady at a table, Nechama Fried, waves to her, gets her attention. Nechama realizes Sheila's looking for a table, tells her, I'll be finished in 15 minutes. I'll save the table for you. I'll save the seat for you. Sheila says, thank you. Steps outside of the restaurant. And 5 minutes later, a bomb goes off in Sabaro's restaurant. And Nechama Fried is Baruch Hashem alive, but badly hurt. Sheila, feeling that she owes a debt of gratitude to Nechama, because if not for her, if she would have still been looking for a table, she also might have been in there, in the restaurant, when the bomb blew up. Sheila went to visit Nechama in the hospital in Eretz Yisrael. And Sheila said she was going back to America, but if there's something I can do to help you, please be in touch with me, let me know. Sheila goes back to America, and a little while later she gets a phone call from Nechama. I'm here in America. The doctor said that I have to come here, and I need some skin grafts. I have to go to a hospital and get skin grafts. Sheila says, whatever you need, I'll take you to the hospital. That's the least I can do. Sheila takes Nechama back and forth, to and from the hospital day after day. And on one of these days that Sheila takes Nechama to the hospital, as an appreciation for the fact that Nechama waved her on and told her, I'll give you my table, Sheila's life was spared at that point in time in the restaurant. One of the days that Sheila and Nechama were in the hospital taking care of Nechama's skin grafting was September 11th. We all know what happened September 11th in New York. Sheila was supposed to be on the 18th floor, but she wasn't there because she was helping her friend Nechama in the hospital. Chesed. She thought she's doing chesed for Nechama. Her life was just saved again. Zoicher chazdei avos umevi goyel levnei v'neihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the chesed of the avos. The chesed of the avos is that they served Hashem with total devotion. They didn't think about themselves first, but they thought about other people. They thought about who? About what is good for Hashem. What can I do for Kiddush Hashem? What can I do to sanctify Hashem's name? That is how they live their lives. And as we mentioned, the Chazal, Mosai Tegia Masai, Lamasai Avoyisai, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Our sages ask of us, We are obligated to say and ask ourselves this question: when will my actions reach the actions of Avraham, of Yitzhak and Yaakov? And now we can understand, what are we asked to do? Are we asked to go and wash the Arab's feet like Avraham Avinu did? No, that's not what we're asked to do. We are asked to have total self-devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Feuer, he asks, brings out a good point. He says many times, we have clients, we have friends, family members, all different type of people who we come across in different parts of our life. We always try to please them, appease them, make them happy. How many times a day do we think, am I making Hashem happy? How many times a day do we think, am I doing what Hashem wants? Brings out a very good point. And when we say this tefillah, Zoicher Chasdei Avos, that Hashem remembers the chesed of the Avos, Umeivi Goyel Levnei V'Nehem, Hashem brings the Redeemer. For who? Levnei V'Nehem, for us. We are His children. We are the children of Avraham, of Yitzchak and Yaakov. We, Mitz Hashem, will see Mashiach Tzidkenu Mehir Meimenu. How do we do that? As we said from the Medrash, if we see that maybe the Schus Avos is slipping, so what should we do? We should strengthen our actions in kindness. And by that Hashem remembers the chesed of the Avos. Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, asks, as we said earlier, what is the purpose, another reason as to why we have to mention Zoicher Chasdei Avos. We discussed one mahalach, one way. Now we're going to elaborate that through his words. And he says as follows, the two main reasons. The first reason is to show Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. To show appreciation to Hashem for acknowledging the fact what the Avos did, what Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did, should mean something in the first place. The mere fact that Hashem values their actions, that in itself, as we said last week, is a chesed. Goyimil chasodim toivim is a chesed, is a kindness from Hashem. That the master of the universe should value a mortal being's actions. So says Rav Miller, Zoicher Chasdei Avos, we are showing of Hakaras HaTov, appreciation to Hashem, for remembering the chesed of the Avos. What is chesed of the Avos? Says of Kirzner Zatzal, chesed is when I am not supposed to do something and I do it anyway. Chesed is when I do it and I am not obligated. The Avos HaKadoshim, they kept the Torah before we were given the Torah. They fulfilled the Torah. They fulfilled the mitzvahs. But they weren't obligated to do it. The Vilna Gaon tells us the difference between chesed and emes. If someone does a chesed for me, a kindness for me, and I feel now obligated to do a chesed back for him. So when I repay that favor, is that called chesed? Ask the Gra. Is that called chesed when I repay that? That's called emes. Because it's only right for me to repay that chesed he did for me. But now when I do something back for him a second time, says the Gra, that is called chesed. That's called kindness. Because he was not deserving it necessarily, and I did it above and beyond. That's how Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov lived their lives. And that is also how we are supposed to take the message from our fathers. They have the old expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. These are literally our Avos, our fathers. This is the message that we constantly repeat again and again, day in and day out. What does this mean? This aspect, this mindset. of totally giving, being totally devoted to Hashem. In a few minutes, we're going to say a story of total devotion to Hashem. And as we've been discussing, Rav Mill explains that the second message of Zoicher Chasdei Avos is that we are to emulate their deeds, to emulate their actions. Rav Chaim Brisker, the Brisker Rav, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, as he was known as the Brisker Rav, his mind, his ability to think into a Gemara was world famous to this day. He passed away in 1918. What many people don't know of him is how he was not just a gadol, a great man in Torah, but he was a great man in Chesed. The stories are told that he would come home to his house and he would find a poor individual sleeping in his bed. The man didn't have a bed to sleep in, and he slept in his bed. So what did Rav Chaim do? Took off the door, the hinges, laid it down on the ground, and he went to sleep on that door. He didn't wake up the man. He said, "Why should I deserve that bed more than him? Where does this come from? This mindset." Because this is how his fathers lived as well. Now, who are his fathers? The Avos HaKadoshim. And he danced Shemoneh Esrei 3 times a day. These are the messages he internalized into his every single ounce of his being. Stories told about Rav Chaim Brisker that it was very cold in his house. And the Gaboim of town, they saw the great Rav didn't have warmth, heat in his house. So they gathered together a lot of wood, they brought it to him, and they left it for him, and they came back to check, and they found his house is still cold. They asked the Rebbetzin, "What's going on? We dropped off the wood." So the Rebbetzin responded, Rav Chaim Brisker's Rebbetzin responded to the Gaboyim. He took all the wood, and went around to all the poor people, and made sure that they had all the wood they needed. He said, "Why? What right do I have to have this wood before them?" So the Gaboyim weren't finished yet. They wanted to make sure that he should have a warm house. So this time, they drop off the wood and they tell his Rebbetzin, "We're giving you this wood with a condition that he can't use it for other people. Because we want you to have a warm house." He came back again. Once again, the house wasn't warm. The Gaboyim said, "What's going on?" So he said, "I'm not going to partake in this wood until all the other people in town, they also have a warm house." So they thought they can outsmart him. What happened was, the Gaboyim were now forced to make sure that they gathered enough money for all the poor people in town as well, that they could have wood. And they should have a warm house as well. This is Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Because this is what Limud Torah does to a person. A person who internalizes the messages of Baba Kama, of Baba Tziyah. He takes these messages and he puts it into his practice of everyday life. I now want to share with you a story. This story is documented in Yad Vashem, in the archives. And the story is about Yeshaya Rechter and his son Chaim. Yeshaya Rechter and his son Chaim were, unfortunately, as we can understand from the way we began the story, they were in the labor camps. Of course, we know many, many Jews were killed day after day after day. If you were strong and healthy and you did your job, you might have a chance to live for who knows how much longer. Chaim, Shai's son, was a little bigger boy, and so far he was able to escape being taken away with the rest of the children. But not to cause attention to himself, by day he would hide in the corner of the barracks, and at night his father would call for him and he would come out. This was how they lived their life in the labor camps. One night, Yeshaya comes back from his back-breaking work in the freezing cold weather to call for his son Chaim, and he doesn't come out. He goes back looking for him in the corner. Chaim, Chaim, you could come out now. He's not there. His father is petrified. He doesn't know if he was caught, if he was found by the Nazis. The friends in the barracks came to love Chaim as well, and they have no idea what happened to their Chaim. Of course, Yeshaya can't go out. He'll go out when he's not allowed to be shot on the spot. The next day, Yeshaya has to go straight to work. He can't look for his son. The whole day, every single second, that's all he has left, his one son left. He's thinking about his son Chaim the whole entire day. Comes back to the barracks, Chaim, looking for his son. He's not there. He asked the Jewish police, "Do you know what happened to my son? Did they take him?" They said, "No, we have no idea what happened to him." The third day, all the men in the barracks, they get out, standing in the freezing cold for a few hours. They don't know why, but they're not allowed to go to work. The Nazi commandant storms in front of them and says, "Where's the boy?" A shiver went down their spines because they had no idea that the Nazi commandant knew Chaim existed. And he said again, "Where is the boy? If I don't have the boy, every 10th man will be shot right here, right now." Yeshaya steps forward and says, "He's my son. Please allow me to go look for him. Maybe he'll hear my voice and he'll come out from his hiding spot." Nazi tells him, "You have 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes to bring him back here, and if not, I'm starting to shoot." And he tells him, "You will be the first one." He runs out in the freezing cold, as fast as his feet can carry him, screaming out from barrack to barrack, from corner to corner, "Chaim, Chaim, please come out." He only has a few minutes left. Finally, he hears a little movement in the corner behind the boxes, and it's his son Chaim. He quickly grabs Chaim and they start running together. No time for hugs. They run into the barrack where the Nazi pulls out his pistol, turns the back with a handle, and smashes Yeshaya over the head. He falls down in the pool of his own blood. When he wakes up, he sees his son is next to him alive. That in itself, he was appreciative to Hashem. However, at that same moment, the message came from the commandant to bring the boy to the dog kennel. It was this point in time where Yeshaya realized the end is near. The Nazis in Mach Shimon had a cage with German shepherds, vicious German shepherds, that when it was feeding time, the Nazis, for sport would throw them raw meat, and his dogs, his wild animals, would sometimes kill each other for this raw meat. And this was their sport. Yishai trying to hold back his tears, to be brave in front of his son, is not to scare his son, walks along with his son. The commandant tells the keeper of the dogs, let the boy take the meat and go inside by himself, instead of throwing the meat, the raw meat, to the dogs. Chaim, shaking like a leaf, holding the meat, petrified, crying, walks in. The dog's car come and charge, and they stop. They stop, and they wait to be fed. These same vicious animals that would kill each other stopped and were waiting for Chaim to feed them. Chaim is petrified. He takes the meat, the raw meat, and gives it to the dogs. The commandant is fuming. Yishaya, the father, wasn't able to watch it. Now he turns around. And the commandant wanted to see something, some sport, what they call sport. He tells the dog master to go in and give the meat to the dogs. The second the dog master goes in, these vicious animals pounce him, start mauling his hands, his arms, his feet. He barely makes it out alive. The commandant can't explain what happened. But it takes Chaim out of there and tells him, you will work in the kitchen. And that's what Chaim did. And by him working in the kitchen, he was able to give his father more food and the other inmates another chance to live a little longer. When Shaya Rechter was running with his son Chaim back to the commandant, he had in mind that this is my Akedas Yitzchak. When we think of Avraham Avinu, we know the greatest nisoyin he had in his life was the nisoyin of Akedas Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you will have a great nation. He was blessed with a son. And then he was told to bring him up. This was the greatest nisoyin for Avraham Avinu. When Yishai was running, he said, I have no choice. I have to bring my son back. Because if not, every 10th person will be killed. But Yishai was hoping that just like Avraham Avinu found a seh, loyal b'ni, another animal that was in place of his son Yitzchak, so Yishai as well was hoping he would find another animal in place of his son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the nes that saved his son, that ultimately helped him survive. It's in the archives of Yad Vashem. Mogen Avraham, the shielder, shield of Avraham. Avraham Avinu was the first one, the Av. He brought Hashem's name down to this world. He sacrificed everything. He was on one side of the world against everybody else. Where did Yishai get his strength from? He got his strength from his father.
He got his strength from his father, Avraham Avinu, to do what has to be done, to sacrifice if it has to be sacrificed. And we have that strength as well. We are living in difficult times. As we discussed last week, the letter from Moshe Sternbach, that if we don't acknowledge the open miracles that Hashem sometimes performs for us, then unfortunately, he said in his words, this might be the worst time in Jewish history. As he brought this other story from the Sabara's restaurant, and this story from the Holocaust, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevi Goyel of Nevi Nehem L'man Shemoi Be'ava. Because if the schus always end, he'll bring L'man Shemoi Be'ava. For his great namesake, with love. Because the greater his name will be glorified. That is the greater amount of the relationship that his children, we his children, will have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have that power to make the difference. And as Sternbach said, to strengthen our brachas, our mea brachas, through saying Amen Yeheshmei Rava, through saying Tehillim, through davening with Kavana, through acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of these ways, we have that ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come closer to Hashem. As well as the message from the Avos, from Avraham, from Yitzchak, and from Yaakov. The message of total devotion. Masai tagia masai lemasai avoisai. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We are asked to ask ourselves this question. When will my actions reach the actions of Avraham, of Yitzchak, and Yaakov? The fact that they would think about the other person. What does the other person need? The message is from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who told his son, we have to think of the other person. The message is of the Brisker Rav, Chaim Brisker, who would take down his door and sleep on his door as to not to bother the other person. Who would not take the firewood until the other people were warm as well. We have this ability to think about others as well. We should merit to continue to think about other people. We should merit to follow in the footsteps of our fathers. And in that way, we will be zoiche that Hashem, just like He was the Magen Avraham, the shield of Avraham Avinu, He will be our shield as well. And He is our shield. And He will be mevi goyel livnei v'nehem leman shemoi v'ava, that He will bring the Redeemer. B'mheiro b'yameinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.